This is TWiT.
Next question is from Jeffrey Jameson from Chilliwack.
Chilliwack!
What are you most excited about in Yosemite?
Do you know where Chilliwack is?
I don't know where Chilliwack
British
is.
British Columbia.
Interesting.
Yes.
More Canadianisms.
Love the Canadians.
We brought him in with the movie before the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what are you most excited about in Yosemite?
For me, it's continuity. It's just this ability to have one seamless experience between all these devices. That's really all I've ever wanted. I mean, the fact that I switched to Chrome from Safari for a couple of reasons, but the majority of it is that really just because if I'm using Chrome on every single one of my mobile devices, all of the work that I do through browsing becomes one single experience. There's no syncing. There's no copying anything. There's no giving permissions to anything. It just all exists. So I think that once we're in a full iOS 8 and Yosemite world, there will be fewer times when I even feel the desire to take my MacBook out of the office, even if it's just for 2 or 3 hours, because the ability to right now one of the hangups continues to be just getting data, app data from one to another between the iPad and my MacBook. And it's not that it's really difficult. It's just that it's one step on my MacBook. I simply close the lid, put it in the bag, and leave. But the day that I can just simply, by virtue of the fact that the iPad is in the same room as, or the same network even as this Mac, and it knows that, oh, you're working on this document. Well, I have also synced this document, and I have a version of this app for iOS. I can just pick up right where you left off, including here's where your editing cursor was at the point at which you decided to leave the house. That's going to be, you like little changes that make things easier, but they're very rarely that an operating system upgrade changes the way that you work with something, and that will change the way that I work with these devices.
I like the new Siri and the new System Spotlight Find thing. Yep. So I don't need to put Quicksilver on there. Andy doesn't use Quicksilver, so. But I like that kind of stuff.
I do. I'm afraid I'm going to go with Andy. I use so many different devices. Like, for instance, like my texting is all done with Hangouts now, because no matter what computer I'm on, no matter what device I'm on, I have the same conversation going on. You know, whether it's an Android phone or an iPhone or whatever country I'm in, I just pick up whatever I'm doing and
continuity,
I keep on going.
To be fair, is not going over to the other side. It's iOS.
I understand, but what I'm saying as an example though of continuity is that
that's true though. Messages does the same thing, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But the reason I don't use Messages, I mean, this is the problem. The reason I don't use Messages is because it doesn't work on my Android phones. So I think, but I think that being able to do that is going to have me actually use my iPad more. I mean, I feel like I love the iPad and everything else, but I think my parents use their iPads far more than I use mine, mm-hmm. just because I'm too old, and I know I just feel like I need my keyboard, and so I think that. But being able to just do some of the little stuff and know that I can come right back, I think it's going to be important.
So two for continuity. What do you think, Renee?
Well, because Alex and Andy already sung the praises of continuity, I'm going to go with extensibility. And I think on iOS, it's inarguably the biggest advance since the App Store. But on OS 10,
we're talking about Yosemite, not iOS.
Yeah, yeah. On OS 10, though, I think there's a lot of benefit too. Sorry.
Yeah. Why? The extensions are not on Yosemite,
yes,
are they?
They are on Yosemite. So Yosemite is getting the Today View widget, so you'll be able to do a lot of things in the widgets, which are very interesting. They're getting iCloud Drive, and it's going to be shown to you actually in an iCloud Drive. But because there are storage provider extensions, if you don't want to use iCloud Drive, you can use Dropbox in there. You can use OneDrive in there. You can use Google Drive in there. Apple's giving them, as far as I can tell, as much access and the same kind of access as iCloud. And again, maybe that's because IBM wants to be able to put enterprise data stores in there, but whatever, I benefit. That's great.
I did not know that. I didn't really see that highlighted.
I've been writing about extensibility all for the last 2 weeks. It's making me so happy. Also, action extensions. So there's both sharing and action, but action extensions means that you'll be able to do things like markdown in mail. Markup isn't just in mail. That extension can run anywhere in OS 10, so you can do markup in any app. But you can also, for example, the new Photos app won't have everything that Aperture has, but it'll include support for the Photos extension, so people can make all these plugins for it that could conceivably do whole scads of productivity in the photo context for us. And sharing extensions means that things like Instagram and things like Pinterest, whatever you like, can be an equal citizen with the Apple partners like Twitter and Facebook. So I think it's not as apparent as continuity, but I think the level of power that we'll be able to get out of it is going to be really impressive.
Not the first time Apple's tried this. Remember services?
Yes. Those are buried though. These are front and center.
I mean, but that's the point, is that these right. capabilities are, this is not new. It's just, and it wasn't widely used. I was very high on services.
We used a lot of services.
Yeah, but nobody ever, and they're still there, I guess, but nobody ever really.
And it's better for anyone, because Dropbox previously had to hack their way into OS X. Now that there's an extension right for the Finder, you know, there's an Apple approved way to do that functionality.
Yeah.
And yeah, again, it's not, iOS is getting all the attention for this, but I think it's just as valuable. Maybe not just valuable, but still super valuable in OS X.
Well, I think that I agree. If the question were about iOS 8 and Yosemite, I would certainly have chosen extensions, because it's not in Mac OS. It adds functionality. It's an improved way of doing something that we've seen happen on Mac before. On iOS, it's sort of like, well, there's this car called the Pinto. It's a great car unless someone rear-ends you, in which case you will explode and die. To me, the lack of extensibility in iOS is the exploding and die aspect feature. And they've said, well, tell you what if we said that we heard you, we understand that you don't want your children to explode and die in a low level accident. What if we were to give you this thing that's been a really valuable part of every other phone experience for the past 2 or 3 years, and how you can do it too? It's another one of those. This is almost like an entirely new phone for me, by virtue of the fact that now I have extensibility and the ability for apps to talk to each other. So,
yeah, I agree about continuity. I just wanted to give extensibility a little bit of love.
Exactly. Yeah, good. Well, and you opened my eyes to it. Although,
no, well, it's not necessarily Yosemite.
Like Andy said, and I've said, it's not the first time we've seen this attempted.
Well, and while it's not necessarily a Yosemite thing, I think Swift is going to be. I think this is the beginning.
The programming
of,
language.
Well, I think it's going to be. Much bigger over the next couple of years. I think that we're going to see a lot.
It's OS X too. Perfectly reasonable. Yeah.